Every once in a while, I'll go poking around and try to see what you're supposed to say to police when they pull you over and stuff like that. Because police always ask questions. They never tell you exactly what to do. You know? Can we search your car? That's a yes or no question. I don't know what happens if you say no. Yeah, Class B license registration. You know, what if I say no? What will happen to me if I say no? They can choose to make you sit there for 10 or 15 minutes while they fart around.
Yeah.
They can choose to make your life miserable. Let us find out a different way than a traffic stop. Because frankly, they're paid to be kind of annoying, so they could spend a whole hour kind of poking around, looking around your car, going, you know, I have a suspicion that there may be drugs in your car. May I search your car? And it's like, no, you may not.
I remember when I...
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I remember when I was looking at it. Yeah. And there was a
ground
that I saw. I think he was like, looked like it was kind of how it looked like the first last minute I'd gotten into it. And I was physically chasing the pieces patterns from the nose. But by the time he left me, it was hard.
Oh.
And the car. He took the car. So, he kept me there. He kept looking around. Finally, he noticed that my registration thing on my license plate was passed
through. Right.
And I said,
he mailed you for that.
I said, I sent it in. I said,
yeah.
But, I never got, and I have all every time said, I asked about talking to these people, but I'm still waiting for them to give it to me. So he did give me a ticket, but he did say that he wanted me to give him the copy of the return ticket. So, you know, at the police department, he was just, and he was alone, and I was alone, and I said, no. If he has one police officer, and he doesn't have a license, he says, he needs to be up there because he needs it. He says, something goes wrong. So I was kind of lucky, but I went down there to give them a copy of my return job.
They probably went, what? What are you talking about?
They said, we don't want it.
This is nothing for anything.
He was just wanting bucks.
He's screwing around.
Yeah. But the good thing,
he's trying to intimidate you.
But the person behind the scenes just says, you need to go down to the DMV to see. why you got the stuff that you haven't gotten yet. Secret. So I did, and they said it was dead. We know this thing. We know this is 321 days first. I said, I read it from 12 days first. I was like, how come that? The people at 321 probably pulled it up and stuck it on their own car.
Didn't even look at it.
You know?
Yeah.
Knowing that I was in 312 and I was right down the street. Did anybody know when you were at 72? It was very good friends. We'd all gone to school and she fell around. Man. Nothing I never was afraid of. A flat tire. And the thing's lugs were too hard to take off the flap and just sit there standing at the roof off the floor. And so you'll have to walk over to, which is about 3 miles away, we got a dark road.
Uh-huh.
You'll have to walk to a phone and call somebody. But no! I'm going to get you a car and you're going to take me there. He goes, no, I'm not. He said, yes, you are. I just have to do it. This was being so fucking disturbing. This was be protecting me. He goes, I feel very protected walking along on dark road. What is wrong with you? He goes, you know, back then.
Yeah.
They want to put some deity, which they are now.
No, I don't.
The guy said, no, you're right. You know, my daughter, like, wants somebody to say, let me put her in the back of this cruiser and get the first one. She called my dad. And maybe she's about to wait again until my dad got there. And then another time, we had a VW bus. And my dad really just finished the engine. He put a cork in the thing. And occasionally, the cork would pop out.
Uh-huh.
And the engine would die.
Right.
So we'd have to just go in the back and get the cork and stick it back in. Well, he was at a park with some friends, and it was done.
Right.
And there was an engine to leave.
Right.
And he turned on the engine and the door stopped. So, he didn't have a flashlight.
Uh-huh.
So, he sat there in the back of the bus, searching around trying to see it through. And I tapped him and asked him what he was doing. But he did look at this, you know. And he said, oh, my door stopped.
What?
He didn't have a flashlight to find it. And he thought, you know what? And he pulled out his flashlight, and with that, he was able to find it, and put it in the hole. So there was no picture. The thing I did was put on the cork, and my duct tape fell off.
Oh, well. Funny world. Sometimes you don't think of stuff.
Oh, well. I don't know why. This is my mission. I got pulled over for going through a red light. It's 2 in the morning. Not a car in there, but the man in the top.
Right.
And the light was green when I pretty much got to the intersection, and it turned yellow. So I wasn't going to be able to stop.
Yeah.
Apartments.
We have three lanes for the median and then three other lanes for the other side. By the time I got through the line, it was turned red. My back end was hanging out when it turned red. And, you know, the world is right. I turned over it. It happened to be a gas station. To go to the ticket. And the guy, he was running the gas station. He was talking to me. You know, I sometimes get really bored. I'm looking out my window. And I saw a gas station. And you, that light is thick. And it's cool. That it turns red on you before you can get through.
Yeah.
He said, the girl that cut would be more bored than me.
What can there?
And he said, if you want to fight it, I'll go to court with you. I said, no. I don't want to get time off work today.
I consider it the tax of being on the road. Sometimes you get lucky and the taxes are low, and sometimes you get not lucky and the taxes are high. So what do you do?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I told you I wanted to drink more coffee.
Yeah?
What's the deal?
I don't know. You're still like talking.
What do you want me?
I'm not allowed to?
No, that's not the reason. Usually you jump in.
Oh. Do you like it?
What? Can you jump in?
No. The other way.
Oh, do you want to use the clock?
Sure.
I'm just going to hook
in the door, too. Sure. Okay. Is there anything else?
Nothing.
I see.
Well, I do.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you want to look up there.
All right.
The quick thing how far away it is from the park.
Yeah, 0.3 miles. A 2-minute walk. Driving and walking take the same amount of time. Oh, is that what it said?
That's what you said.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, alright. That's pretty low. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, they were talking about it yesterday. Four or six years, and that's just everything. What? Oh, really?
clues, including the title page and the reference page, and that counts. Whoosh! Shoving in too much. Well, do you think that's a group of whatever this game is? A gamer mob? Can't imagine that many people walking together to do anything.
Well,
I imagine it's been through an awful lot. I think they do a pretty good job. So I guess that's so warm.
Me too. I mean, I think when I go back, I'm trying to pick up my sweater. And then do my walk again with that.
Okay. I'm going to go to the car too, just to get rid of this jacket.
Okay.
No need for it later. Not that it isn't fun to hold on to. While you're walking.
Do you have anything in your pocket?
No, I don't. Now I know why my old bag smelled so funny. Two pieces of rotten fruit. It didn't smell really bad. They just, you know, there's just an odor there.
What do you think
of these kinds of things? Why not? Says, if in need of assistance, please call RA, HD, yada yada.
Night after night after night.
Maybe you may as well young kids put up with. I don't remember having a particularly good mattress.
Well, I did, yeah, it was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember. Well, you know what? I don't really remember.
I remember you bringing home...
It doesn't stick out as being terrible.
I remember you bringing home long sleeves from...
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you do. Yeah, don't fit anywhere. Yeah. You could use it for jumping on. We have fun with that, I think. Heck, anymore. Barely get the kids to sleep in bed, regular beds anyway. Got so dang paranoid. Anyway. Oh. Well. He's trying to get some of that.
Yeah.
Well, my amateur radio call sign's changing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I decided to get a vanity one. I was either going for a shorter one, my last choice, which I think I'm going to get, because it sat empty for, nobody's touched it since 2016. It's been available for 2 years. Was W5JSN. Well, you can't hardly...
What?
You can hardly walk away from that one. Anyway. Oh, so yeah, either I'll get a shorter one, which is like 4 characters instead of 5, which is a big cachet thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Which I probably won't get any of them. Those get snatched up within seconds after they become available.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll go back to a 5-1. Because, see, Jason's always been fun. Because, you know, I'm Jason Scott Nemro, which is JSN, you know. You take all the vowels out of Jason, it's Jason. If you read it out loud, it says Jason. Jason.
It's always fun
to
look on the calendar, too.
Yeah, I know. It's always there on the calendar, too. Well, I just have more fun.
Can I have a computer?
That's me. Jay was okay, but it was short, and it didn't have a lot of fun. So you had to buy it back. So yeah, I'm going to get me a nice little... We get W5 DSN. Can't tell. I'm good at reading lettering and some other things at long distance, but I'm crappy at faces, period. Nobody I can think of right off the bat. Here he comes to save the day. Well, he's staying. Yeah, I don't know. See, girls will do that.
What?
You know, throw themselves in the mercy of the police. Guys won't tempt it. Because you have to understand, guys are already indicted before they do anything. It's just the nature of men that you've done something wrong. It's just a question of when they're going to figure out what it is. That's why you fly under the radar.
Yeah?
Probably better go across the street. Well, I'll turn this off.